What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
With the house divided and
big week.
We have Bears and Dolphins stuff all over the house. And, she's ran a fantasy football league for like 15 years now. She loves it. She's so into it. And if I told you the name of her fantasy football league, I think that number would go up.
Go ahead. Give it to us.
I got more Bears here in my bag. I can give some more out.
The name of her fantasy football league for as long as I've been in it is Put Your Ditka in My Bucket.
That is Justin Turner talking about his wife. She grew up a Bears fan. She's from the region. Courtney Turner, nice enough to join us on our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Court with a K is who she is on Instagram, and she's the host of the Holding Court podcast and co-founder with Justin Turner of the Justin Turner Foundation. Courtney asked the people on Instagram if she should go to the game. Courtney, thanks for joining us. You ended up going to the game.
I ended up going to the game. It was very last minute, and I was terrible with planning the whole thing, but obviously it worked out pretty good for me.
You can also see Courtney on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And where are you? This is a beautiful backdrop that you have.
I actually, as I was walking over to set up the camera, I realized that when I joined the show last time, it was our wedding anniversary, and now we're on our belated wedding anniversary trip in Sonoma, in wine country. So you guys keep really stalking us on our anniversary celebration. So thank you for that.
Well, first of all, shout out to knowing that Sonoma is greater than Napa Valley. As someone who lived in Sacramento, I can attest to you making the right selection there, whether it was the first time or this recent trip that has cemented that for you. Courtney, you, when I say impromptu, that probably doesn't describe best how you decided to make this trip. Take us through the process of, hey, I'm going to go to the Bears game, but I'm not in Chicago.
Yeah, so I was in Los Angeles and felt like I just couldn't miss the game. I feel like if maybe it was someone other than the Packers, I might have stayed home, but I felt like I couldn't miss that rivalry in the wild card. So I'm one of those people that kind of says yes and decides to go and then figures out the details later. And yeah, I booked a one-way flight to Chicago. I was texting with my friend who has season tickets, kind of asking her, okay, where should I stay? And she gave me the best hotel that would let me walk to the game. So I'm on the flight with the worst Wi-Fi, trying to book hotel, finding tickets online. And then my last stop was my flight home. But it was definitely worth all the chaos, but it's kind of on brand for me, so it wasn't that surprising if you know me.
Well, lifelong Bears fan, of course, the chance for seeing the first playoff win in 15 years in person, what were your emotions like just getting ready for the playoff game?
It was wild. I actually walking over and seeing Soldier Field, obviously I've seen it a million times, but I will admit I got kind of emotional seeing it and just seeing everyone walking there, knowing how much that game meant to all the fans. And I was so glad I made the choice. You can ask Justin some of my text in the first and the second quarter. He threatens to like release my text thread and tell everyone what I was actually saying when we were losing some hope there. But it was wild. I think it's still very surreal. And I feel like a lot of fans will agree. We're still in shock and still processing it because it just, yeah, it was unreal to be there and see it in person.
Courtney, be honest with me. Was there a point where there was 21-3 or 21-6 after three quarters? Was there a point where you're like, I made the wrong decision to make this trip for this?
Oh, 100%. But I will say it just, I don't know. I mean, we've been through it as Bears fans. So one of those things of, okay, we have to go through all the emotions, but that's why Justin said he's going to release my texts and show everyone my doubt that I had up for a little bit there. And he said, if anyone can come back, it's the Bears. And he will remind me of that text for the rest of my life. But yeah, I don't know. But then we're all in it together. And even when everyone was kind of down and all that, it was kind of like just that shared, you know, Bears fan misery that we know so well. But I don't know. I don't think I would have regretted the trip either way, but I definitely am. I'm glad I was there now for sure.
So wait a second. Justin's the one like keeping the faith. He's the one giving you the pump up speech when the team is down at the half.
Does that even surprise you? That's always him. I feel like I am the pessimist. I'm the glass half full, and he's always there to kind of remind me that things can turn around. I mean, we've seen it. It's one of those things where they've done it all season, but you wonder if they're going to stop doing it. And I guess they're not going to stop doing it. That's just the way it is. Because he was even saying, okay, in the Niners game, they finally, you know, it was the most offensive game, back and forth. And then they didn't even win that game. So he's like, maybe they shouldn't change anything. Maybe they just need to get going in the second half and in the fourth quarter.
So
what's up? It's Draymond Green back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the point in the game where you went from this stinks to, wait, we can win this game? Because we've all had our like individual moment. We were like, wait a minute. Yeah. The Bears can win this.
Somewhere towards the end of the, but then I am so, I don't know. I try to not let myself get too high or too low because I know heartbreak very well in sports. So I don't know. We all started to believe in my section of strangers that I met and was lovingly hugging at the end of the game. But yeah, I would say it probably wasn't until the fourth quarter where I was thinking, okay, this could actually happen. And I actually think after the game and then you watch the last play and you're thinking, okay, is there going to be a flag? Is there going to be something? And just shock and disbelief. I think we just all could not believe it.
As you've been to Soldier Field a time or two, we're talking to Courtney Turner. Her husband is Justin Turner. She hosts the Holding Court podcast. And Courtney, I think being a fan as long as you have been, going to games previously, have you ever heard Soldier Field in person or even on TV be as loud as it was in those final minutes of the game?
No, it was insane. And it's one of those where you are screaming so loud. And it's like I was filming some little moments to capture it. And you don't even remember what you were yelling or what you were doing. And like I said, this lady behind me just gave me this big bear hug. And we're screaming and everyone's high-fiving. And it was just... there's nothing like that roar of a crowd in a place like Soldier Field when you know that they're about to, like, it was just, I can't even describe it. It was, I'm so glad I was there and there's nothing like it.
I'm glad you're back with us, Courtney, because drama has become a thing for you with football tied together. And I know this extends beyond Soldier Field. Do you have an update on your fantasy football season and the drama that was taking place? How did you finish that fantasy football season?
Yeah, so I ended up not making the playoffs for the first... I didn't know what to do with myself the last couple of weeks because I didn't have a horse in the race. So in my wife's league, there was a husband that started running a team and he ended up being the one that took me out and I missed playoffs. So...
How'd you know it was him and not her?
Well, without giving it away, she was in active labor and was like playing the waiver wire. So I just knew that was I knew it was suspicious. I called it out in the chat and she said he has a problem and fully admitted it. And I was shook.
Wait a minute.
He said he had a problem? Well, she's in labor.
Some husbands cannot keep their hands and their moves off of their wife's fantasy team, and they all have leagues of their own. Literally, our league name is a league of their own. We don't need the guys in this one. We got it, and they can't. I don't know. It was frustrating. So we gotta go over the rules, I guess, next year.
What was the resolution to that?
Or did you just take your L? Did he get to see the baby?
Yeah, like that. I have so many questions.
They both ended up getting third. So it wasn't really that, I mean, it still bothered me because, you know, like, come on. But I don't know. I feel like I was more mad about it than I thought the other wives would be in the chat. So I had to kind of pull myself back a little bit, but.
You had to dial it down.
Yeah, because I was frustrated. I think it was because it was against me. Maybe if it happened to someone else and the matchup was with them, they would have got upset. But yeah, I was not happy.
Active labor. That's a new one.
Well, I'm sorry that you did not finish as well in your fantasy football league, although you have the all-time team league names. There's no doubt about that, thanks to Justin letting us know. And since Justin was so supportive of the Bears, is there any chance he's closer to being a Bears fan now as opposed to being a Dolphins fan?
No, I think he's always going to ride with the Dolphins, but he is enjoying this season for sure. But a lot of my friends are. It's funny, their team are either not in the playoffs or they've been eliminating the playoffs, and I get so many texts of, okay, I'm rooting for the Bears from here on out. So maybe they're America's team right now instead of the Cowboys.
I don't think the Cowboys have been America's team for a long time, and I'm from Dallas.
Since the 90s, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Exactly.
They still use it in marketing. So
absolutely. And Courtney, since you went to the game, are you part of the good luck? Are you going to the game again?
I know someone, I won't know until probably Saturday night if I'm going, but someone said, you don't want to find out if you're the good luck or not. You don't want to mess with this. So,
that's a yes. We'll see you Sunday night.
It's funny, my flight there, I was the only person in my Bears hat, and this flight will be very different with Rams going with me. So,
Yeah, you're based out of Southern California. And what's the update on Justin? Of course, we are, you know, friend of the show now, so we have to look out for him as well.
Yeah, he's doing well. I think guys are starting to sign, so we're hoping that, you know, we get some news pretty soon. We get to give it another go this year.
Well, that's exciting for sure. Courtney Turner, live from Sonoma. If you want to check out her podcast, it is called Holding Court. She is Court with a K on Instagram, friend of the show. And I'm glad you went to the game.
Thanks for sharing with us, too. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
That's Courtney Turner. You can check out her podcast. And I hope she has a good rest of her anniversary trip. What are we messing up next? Do we call in a kid's birthday? Like, what do we do next?
This is hilarious. I'm sorry. I can't get over the active labor and like, how are you making these moves?
And you're very active in your fantasy football leagues. That's what cracks me up, is it takes one to know one.
Yeah, I understand the can you more of those waiver moves.
And then yeah. Studs was in five, but I think his league number has lowered now. Are you surprised, Adam Studzinski? You're not surprised at all. Coming up next, it's time for Five on It. Five pressing questions that we have on this Wednesday on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.